Test 9.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 4 sections.
Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. The dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example. You will hear,
Are you catching the 13:15 flight to New York?
No, I'll leave this evening.
Question. What are the 2 persons talking about?
You will read, A. New York City. B. An evening party. C. An air trip. D. The man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin.
1. Here's your withdrawal receipt. How would you like your bills? Are 20s okay?
Could I get 3 20s, 3 10s, and 2 5s?
Question. How much does the man withdraw from the bank? Two. Hello, Stephen Schwartz. This is Terry at Dr. Driller's office, reminding you that you have an appointment at 8:30 tomorrow for a teeth cleaning.
Thanks for calling. Actually, I have a bad cold, and I don't think I'll be able to make it. Could we reschedule for next Monday or Thursday morning?
Question. Why is the man called?
Three. We just launched a new collection designed specifically for fine lines and wrinkles. Would you like to have a look?
How much is it?
Question. What is the new collection?
Four. This is a very nice car. The suggested retail price is $14,440.
Yes, it is nice, but that's a bit over my budget. We were hoping to spend about $13,000.
Question. What discount is the man expecting to buy the car? Five. Frank speaks the dialect as if he were a Chongqing native.
His family lived in the mountain city until he was 16. He has never forgotten the dialect.
Question. Why can Frank speak Chongqing dialect so well?
Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are two recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1.
I was wondering if I could speak to someone about some concerns of mine with the pool area.
I can answer any questions that you might have. What are your concerns?
I enjoy living next to the pool, but it gets really loud out there at night.
The pool is supposed to be closed after 10 o'clock. Are you saying that people are partying later than that?
There have been parties out there that haven't ended until 2 in the morning.
Did you call the front desk?
Yes, I tried, but no one picked up.
You can have my personal line to call if this happens again. Do not hesitate to call.
Thank you for taking care of this for me.
Thank you for bringing it to my attention. We will send reminder memos to help people remember what the rules are.
Question 6. What is the man's complaint about?
Question 7. Who is supposed to answer the caller's complaint first?
I was wondering if I could speak to someone about some concerns of mine with the pool area.
I can answer any questions that you might have. What are your concerns?
I enjoy living next to the pool, but it gets really loud out there at night.
The pool is supposed to be closed after 10 o'clock. Are you saying that people are partying later than that?
There have been parties out there that haven't ended until 2 in the morning.
Did you call the front desk?
Yes, I tried, but no one picked up.
You can have my personal line to call if this happens again. Do not hesitate to call.
Thank you for taking care of this for me.
Thank you for bringing it to my attention. We will send reminder memos to help people remember what the rules are.
Question 6. What is the man's complaint about?
Question 7. Who is supposed to answer the caller's complaint first?
Conversation 2.
Good morning.
Good morning. Could you do me a favor?
Certainly.
I have an appointment with Mr. Lee. He is visiting me this morning, but I have an urgent meeting to attend, so I can't meet him. What's worse, I lost his telephone number. I'm not able to contact him.
What do you want me to do?
If he comes, tell him I'll be back at 2 p.m. and ask him to come again.
Well, if a Mr. Lee comes, ask him to come again at 2 p.m.
That's right.
Anything else, sir?
Yes. Should anyone else come to see me, tell him or her to leave me a message and ask him or her if he or she could leave the address and the telephone number.
I will do as told, sir. What if someone calls to speak to you?
Then ask the caller to ring me again at the extension number when I am free at 5 p.m. Will you?
I see.
Here is my room key. Thank you.
See you later.
Question 8. Why didn't the man call Mr. Lee about the change?
Question 9. What would the man like Mr. Lee to know about their appointment?
Question 10. How would the man like to be contacted after 5 p.m.?
Good morning.
Good morning. Could you do me a favor?
Certainly.
I have an appointment with Mr. Lee. He's visiting me this morning, but I have an urgent meeting to attend, so I can't meet him. What's worse, I lost his telephone number. I'm not able to contact him.
What do you want me to do?
If he comes, tell him I'll be back at 2 p.m. and ask him to come again.
Well, if a Mr. Lee comes, ask him to come again at 2 p.m.
That's right.
Anything else, sir?
Yes. Should anyone else come to see me, tell him or her to leave me a message and ask him or her if he or she could leave the address and the telephone number.
I will do as told, sir. What if someone calls to speak to you?
Then ask the caller to ring me again at the extension number when I am free at 5 p.m. Will you?
I see.
Here is my room key. Thank you.
See you later.
Question 8. Why didn't the man call Mr. Lee about the change?
Question 9. What would the man like Mr. Lee to know about their appointment?
Question 10. How would the man like to be contacted after 5 p.m.? Section C.
Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 2 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the words or phrases on the answer sheet in order of the numbered blanks according to what you hear. Now, the passage will begin. Welcome to the public bus system. Its bus network operates 365 days of the year and has services that can take you to your destination quickly and easily. You can travel round the city for just $3 a day with Type A bus tickets. Type B bus tickets are even cheaper. You can get on and off as many times as you like, so you can tour the city at your own pace. You can buy tickets at most newspaper stands. If you want to get more information, call the office of the public bus system. Welcome to the public bus system. Its bus network operates 365 days of the year and has services that can take you to your destination quickly and easily. You can travel round the city for just $3 a day with Type A bus tickets. Type B bus tickets are even cheaper. You can get on and off as many times as you like, so you can tour the city at your own pace. You can buy tickets at most newspaper stands. If you want to get more information, call the office of the public bus system.
Section D. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase, in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now listen to the passage. Attention, please. This is a special announcement from the main office. There is a visitor's car parked in the fire zone on the east side of campus. It's a blue Honda, license plate number XYZ701. The owner needs to move this vehicle immediately or it will be moved. We want to remind all visitors that no parking is allowed in the fire zones on the west and east sides of campus. These zones must be kept free at all times for fire trucks and other emergency vehicles. Parking is also prohibited in the bus zone in front of the school between 9 and 9:30 a.m. and 3 and 3:30 p.m. Free parking is available in the main lot in front of the school and also in lots on the north and south sides. Metered parking is available on the streets surrounding school grounds, and there are special handicapped parking spaces in all school parking lots. We appreciate your cooperation in keeping our no parking zones clear. Thank you.
Question 16. What was being announced on campus?
Question 17.
What would happen to the car if the driver didn't answer the announcement?
Question 18. What are the fire zones kept for?
Question 19.
How long is parking prohibited in the bus zone in front of the school every day?
Question 20. What is the purpose of the announcement?
Attention, please. This is a special announcement from the main office. There is a visitor's car parked in the fire zone on the east side of campus. It's a blue Honda, license plate number XYZ701. The owner needs to move this vehicle immediately or it will be moved. We want to remind all visitors that no parking is allowed in the fire zones on the west and east sides of campus. These zones must be kept free at all times for fire trucks and other emergency vehicles. Parking is also prohibited in the bus zone in front of the school between 9 and 9:30 a.m. and 3 and 3:30 p.m. Free parking is available in the main lot in front of the school and also in lots on the north and south sides. Metered parking is available on the streets surrounding school grounds, and there are special handicapped parking spaces in all school parking lots. We appreciate your cooperation in keeping our no parking zones clear. Thank you.
Question 16. What was being announced on campus?
Question 17.
What would happen to the car if the driver didn't answer the announcement?
Question 18. What are the fire zones kept for?
Question 19.
How long is parking prohibited in the bus zone in front of the school every day?
Question 20. What is the purpose of the announcement?